First, last week saw the release of the latest batch of crime statistics for England and Wales. There were some scary top-line figures showing a shocking 21% rise in homicides. When you looked below the surface, something didn't ring true about the figures. Why were homicides down in London but up hugely in Yorkshire? We contacted crime policy expert Tom Gash to get an explanation about what was going on.
There are two sources of crime statistics. The first one is a very big survey that not all countries actually have, but we have. It's called the Crime Survey of England and Wales, and it's asking people about their experience of crime. It tries to get to the whole population. The second source is related to police-recorded crime. And that's obviously the crime that's reported to the police and that they decide is a crime and they record it as such.
People are obviously always worried about crime, but those of us who've been following the statistics know that crime has been falling for a very long time. But that wasn't what we saw in some of the data that came out.
So in the police data in particular, you saw rises across a very wide range of offences, including burglary and vehicle crime, which we haven't seen rise, as you say, for about 25 years or so. So that's quite surprising. But also we should take it with a pinch of salt, because over the last few years, police have been changing their recording practices quite a bit, so it's very hard to know whether these are reliable figures. Because if you look at the other source, the Crime Survey of England and Wales, people aren't reporting that they're experiencing more vehicle crime or burglary, for example.
So could be a change in recording practices. But when it comes to the most serious crimes, when it comes to homicide up 21%. So what's happening there?
This is a really interesting example of why you need to read the footnotes on statistics. When we looked at the figures for this year, the first thing you saw was that homicide had risen from 576 offences in 2015 to 697 homicides in 2016. That looks like a huge increase, a 21% increase in homicides. But you have to read the footnotes. In the footnotes, we find out that 96 of those homicides relate to Hillsborough. Obviously, Hillsborough was a long time ago, but the way that recording for homicides work is it counts in the years that you classify something as a homicide. And a homicide includes manslaughter offences.
So the people who died at Hillsborough, this has clearly been a long-running quest to have an inquiry, to have those deaths classified as manslaughter. They have finally been classified as manslaughter. And so they've finally been included on the figures. But they're attributed to 2016.
Exactly. So what looked like a 21% increase in homicide and quite worrying is actually a 4%. And the ONS don't even say that's statistically significant as an increase. And this occasionally does happen. It's very rarely that we get a scale of shift like this. But the other example that springs to mind is Harold Shipman, who obviously was murdering people over a long period of time as a doctor. But they all showed up in the figures in one year.
Let's move on to violent crime, because that's also quite sharply up. Of course, there's a long-run downward trend. This is just one year, but still, up 19%. A little bit worrying.
So reasons we shouldn't trust the 19% is because a lot of that increase is about violence without injury, and particularly cases of harassment that people don't think of necessarily as being to do with violence, although they are obviously serious criminal acts.
No, you're not saying those crimes shouldn't be taken seriously. You're saying that the way that the police have recorded these crimes, treated these crimes over the years, has not necessarily been consistent.
The police are starting to take seriously crimes that previously they might have not taken as seriously.
So harassment, about 30,000 cases 10 or 12 years ago, now more than 200,000 cases. Mm. It's hard to believe that harassment has become seven times more serious a problem. But maybe not hard to believe that it's taken seven times more seriously.
That might be right. And again, we might be looking at some other things going on. So I wonder what impact internet harassment has taken in those figures. I haven't done the breakdown beneath this level. But you'd suspect that things like abuse on Twitter and other social media sites would form a part of that number. But it's being more taken seriously now, perhaps, than it was at the beginning of social media.
So taking a step back, is it still fair to say that crime continues to fall, or in the data, either the crime survey data or the police database, do you see anything that gives you cause for concern?
Crime has fallen dramatically over the last 25 years, but over the last few years, there are signs that we may be reaching a bit of a plateau.
Tom Gash, author of Criminal: The Truth About Why People Do Bad Things.